Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Hi, I am Rose, a lay counselor from the South African Depression and Anxiety Group. How can I help you today?
I feel like I can't breathe. I'm shaking. I feel like I'm going crazy. It feels like I'm going to die. My heart is...
Okay, maybe close your eyes, put your hand on your belly, and now I want you to breathe. So I'm just going to count for you as you breathe in. 1, 2, 3, 4. And then now out. And then I want you to breathe again. 1, 2, 3, 4. And then out. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And whenever you feel like this, I just want you to do this little technique that we just did now. And how are we feeling now?
All right. I can breathe now. Okay. Last time this happened, I went to the hospital. They told me it was a panic attack. But what does that even mean?
Okay. And maybe it's something that I can explain to now. So a panic attack is when your body suddenly feels very, very scared. And this can also happen even when there is no danger. It can happen even when you're thinking about something that either worries you or just frightens you. And you find yourself having your heart beating very fast. It makes you feel very, very shaky. And like we just noticed now, it can cause you to struggle breathing.
Am I dying?
Not at all. And I know that it is quite intense and you feel like you are dying, but a panic attack does not kill you. But I know it can feel very intense because of the symptoms that you're experiencing at that time. But I want you to remember that you are safe and everything is going to be okay. After a few minutes, the symptoms that you're experiencing, they will definitely start to lessen in intensity. What happened before you started feeling like this?
I got to work.
Okay. And tell me a little bit more. What do you do?
I do piece jobs, carpentry, painting.
Okay, and what happened today?
The lady I've been working for told me she doesn't have enough money to pay me, that she can only pay me on Monday. So then I started thinking, how am I going to get home? I have no transport money, and I must buy food. My little one also needs books for school. Then what if she doesn't pay me on Monday? What will I do? Then my heart started going fast and I couldn't breathe.
Okay, I hear you. And I can imagine that must feel very, very stressful because you have a lot of responsibilities that you have to manage. So it's understandable that you feel very overwhelmed at the moment. And many people experience panic attacks when they are very stressed and don't feel in control. It's not a sign of weakness or a sign of failure, but it's a sign of anxiety, and it also shows that what you're stressing about is very important to you.
It's not exactly a sign of strength, though.
I hear you. Thinking too much about the bad things or the things that might happen is what then contributes to the anxiety. This can then affect your sleep, making it very difficult for you to fall asleep, which affects your mood as well as really contributes to you struggling to relax or to feel calm.
Yes, I'm just thinking too much at the moment, which keeps me up late at night. When I try to sleep, I just start thinking about how I'm going to pay for all these things we need. I just keep worrying about what would happen if I hurt myself and can't work. How would we afford food or rent? My girlfriend says I get frustrated with small things. She keeps saying, why can't you just relax for 1 minute? Then I'm healthy. She says I mustn't stress so much that it is affecting our little one.
Okay.
But that just makes it worse as I get stressed now that I might be hurting my little one.
It's normal for us to experience stress, but when we feel stressed, most of the time it becomes very harder for us to manage life. It sounds like you have been struggling a little bit to manage the stress that you've been in at the moment, and it's getting a little bit too much.
And I don't know what to do anymore because I can't take it away. When I'm just thinking too much, I will have a beer. It makes me feel better for a little bit.
And it's understandable because sometimes we just want something that helps us to cope with the stress that we're exposed to. Even though I must say that drinking alcohol regularly, it can actually cause you to feel more anxious and more stressed, which is why it's important for us to find more healthier ways of coping with anxiety.
Like what?
And that's a good question. It's very helpful to see a professional, for example. A professional would be able to guide you in managing your anxiety and just getting to a point of implementing some coping strategies that you can use in the moment to help you manage the stress that you're currently exposed to. So maybe let's start by figuring out what you like to do to feel calm.
I like to go for walks around my area.
Okay. I like the sound of that. So maybe that's a great way for us to start in terms of just managing the difficult feelings when they do come, because exercise is also a very good way for us to cope with stress. And maybe now we can also look at things like your sleeping patterns, because I know that poor sleep can lead to a lot of worrying, and it's important that we break that cycle. Try doing something relaxing before you sleep, maybe like listening to calm music. Then try to avoid any screen time, because most of the times screens, whether it's through your phone, TV, or anything that has a bright light, it can actually interrupt your sleeping patterns. Do you think you might be able to try that?
Maybe I can try that.
It's normal for anxiety to come and go, but it's important that when it does come again, that you are able to utilize some of the things that we spoke about. So do you remember in the beginning of this call, we did some breathing techniques? Do you remember that?
Oh, yes, that breathe 1, 2, 3, 4 you did?
Yes, exactly. Slowing down your breathing and focusing on your breath is a very good tool to help calm the anxiety at that point in time. There is support out there, and we need to make sure that we connect you with it. Support can look like taking medication. It can look like seeing a professional to actually gather, where are these thoughts coming from? What is causing me to feel anxious? And maybe coming up with ways to navigate that. But I also want you to maybe take a look at our website. So you can go on our website, which is www.sadag.org, which is www.sadag.org. And then from there, you'll be able to see a few techniques that you can utilize to be able to manage anxiety. But at the same time, because I know there is a medical component, or rather, there is a physiological component to anxiety, it's important for you to get professional help. So maybe we can look at a few places in your area where you can seek professional support. If you can just stay on the line with me, and then we can look at a few places. How does that sound?
Thank you so much. Sounds really, really great.
What you just heard was someone calling in who was struggling with a panic attack and potentially anxiety. I am Rose, a lay counselor with the South African Depression and Anxiety Group, and I work in the call center for our mental health helplines. I help give you hope and then link you to places where you can get the emotional help that you need. Lay counselors, like us, are emotional paramedics. We give you emotional first aid. So what is anxiety? Anxiety is when feelings of fear and stress do not go away and get in the way of your daily life. Many people, like our caller, who struggle with anxiety may also experience panic attacks. Some of these symptoms are like those of other medical conditions. Seek medical attention if you are not sure about the cause of your symptoms. Managing and getting help for your anxiety is important. Everyone copes differently, so it's important to find and practice what works best for you. For our caller, walking helped him feel better, but you, it might be a little bit different. You could try running, dancing, relaxation techniques, breathing exercises like the 1, 2, 3, 4 we did, meditation or prayer, or even maybe medication. But the first step is reaching out for help. And there is help out there. Talk to someone, a healthcare practitioner or an employee assistant practitioner, if you have one at your work, or talk to a counselor at your clinic, or call a mental health helpline.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882 and OpenView 607. Also follow us on our social media, download our app and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.